Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Massachusetts Treasurer Steve Grossman has received the state Democratic Party's endorsement in the race to succeed Governor Deval Patrick. Attorney General Martha Coakley and former medical administrator Don Berwick also secured enough votes at the party convention yesterday to move on to the gubernatorial primary. But as WBUR's Asma Khalid reports, the political contest did not provide a clear winner.
A sea of Grossman fans erupted into cheers when news broke of his official victory. The state treasurer captured 35% of the roughly 4,300 votes cast.
Did you hear the noise there? That's the kind of energy we have seen all over the state.
Grossman says a candidate cannot win without energizing the Democratic base.
In 40 years, from Michael Dukakis to Deval Patrick, no Democrat's been elected governor without an army of passionate activists.
That's a not-so-subtle dig at his Democratic opponent, Attorney General Martha Coakley. She's been leading all the opinion polls, but barely skimmed into second place with 23% of convention votes. Some delegates seemed anxious that she would not be a winnable candidate in the general election because of her stunning 2010 loss to Republican Scott Brown in the Senate special election.
The 2010 Senate election was very painful for a lot of people in this room.
In her speech to delegates, Coakley tried to tackle that elephant in the room.
I felt it was really important to say to people, I know how tough that loss was. And I think that people recognize that, you know, we don't win every race. They want to acknowledge that.
Coakley says she's jumping back into the political ring to continue to fight for issues she's worked on as an attorney general. Plus, for her, the primary and the convention are two different animals. With a tight smile and a wave, she insisted she was pleased with yesterday's results.
We had a goal coming in that we wanted to get our 15%, get on the ballot. We've had a great day.
In order to secure a spot on the primary ballot, candidates needed at least 15% of votes from delegates at the party convention. But perhaps the biggest surprise of the day came from former Medicare Administrator Don Berwick, a rookie politician who's advocating for a single-payer health insurance system. Berwick finished just one percentage point behind the sitting attorney general. He's not well known, but he's a rock star in the progressive wing. At a party Friday night, his supporters chanted, "All means all," a reference to Berwick's focus on equality and poverty. Julie Rafferty, a delegate from Brookline, says all the Democratic candidates would likely be good, competent governors. But in order to beat Republicans, the Democrats need to offer something special.
To be successful in politics at the highest level, and governors the highest level in Massachusetts, you have to be not only good at the job and have a good vision, but you also have to be able to communicate that with charisma, with a sense of excitement.
Berwick says finishing neck and neck with Coakley gives him a boost.
It's a validation of the momentum we've already felt. This is a state ready for a really, really bold set of goals around helping people who need help.
And as much as Coakley and Grossman might like to consider this a battle between two frontrunners, Berwick begs to differ.
This has become a real three-way race, and I'm the candidate that's offering the most progressive agenda.
He's courting the party's deep-left progressive wing and trying to capitalize on the enthusiasm Elizabeth Warren and Deval Patrick have built. Peter Ubertasio, a political science professor at Stonehill College, says Berwick's third-place finish is a big deal.
If you start from a place where nobody knows you and you're a clear underdog and you take on someone who's run statewide on multiple occasions and has high name recognition, a lot of money, and you've been able to hold her to a pretty tight margin, that's a very significant boost for his campaign.
And Ubertasio says Berwick is sort of the wild card who could shake this race up over the summer. Two other candidates for governor, Juliet Kayyem and Joe Avalon, did not muster the 15% of votes needed to qualify for the September primary. The question now is, will they throw their support behind one of the winners? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.